This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening, you are listening at the perfect time. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And you are listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show, where every Thursday I drop nuggets, practical, useful tools for you, the entrepreneur, you, the individual, you, the business owner, you, that person that wants to get uncomfortable to change their life. Because my mission is so big, it's scary. Every morning I wake up, I say, how can I get this done? My mission is this big. It's scary. It's a monster. It's a beast. It's on my shoulders. My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, to act better, and to live better. Ladies and gentlemen, I am coming in live from Atlanta today on this beautiful Thursday. It's hot here. It's a hot Atlanta. The traffic is backed up just the right touch. Just the right touch of traffic. And I am live from my hotel room. We actually are in Johns Creek, and I'm here, and I did tons of shows and content. And I just said, you know what? I got to jump with this energy, with this type of energy. I got to jump with it. But first, I was starting to think, how did I get here? And I wanted to give you a quote, because this quote will mean so much during this entire show today. The quote is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and the quote is, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important that you understand the full concept and the full context of this thing here. Once you make a decision, The universe conspires to make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean to me? Well, I had to do some reflection, taking some time to go within. And I said, man, I made a decision, in February. I walked out of the seminar. I didn't want to be there, okay? I made that, since making that decision, all the people came, I became attractive. And that's what I ask sometimes. How attractive are you? Because once you make the decision, the universe will get you what you need. It'll give you the resources, people, time, effort. You will no longer need to complain about the small obstacles and the small challenges in your path, because you have the universe in your corner, which is everything. You, including everything. The damn world is on your clock. Are you waiting? Are you waiting to get on the universe's clock? Here's the thing about the universe, and you could call it the source, you could call it God, you could call it anything you want, anything that makes you feel comfortable. But I want to get you uncomfortable, so now I'm going to tell you what I believe the universe is. The universe is you, right? So if you become attractive, you start attracting things in your favor, what you want. You made the decision. I said, I want to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. That was the decision. I want to start a company. I want to become this entrepreneurial, this crazy person with an amazing story that enables people to get uncomfortable so that they can think better, act better, and live better. And I want to do this right now. And that's why I walked out. And in order to create, and I think about this life as a movie, right? If you ever watch a good movie, what does it take to have a successful movie? Because you could just have random people walking in the background, right? And there's really no dialogue, Space Odyssey, but it's a great movie. But here's the deal. You need props. You need a set. You need a stage, or, you know, set of stage. You need a script. you need a star and support. So you are the star, right? Think about it this way. You are the star in your own movie. And every day, each day, you create a new scene in that movie. And the movie becomes dynamic, and all these moving parts and working pieces, and nature comes in, and things are always changing, but it's gonna be a great movie. Here's the deal. Some people's movies never come out. Some people's movies aren't even worth watching. Some people's movies are so extraordinary and so uplifting and so motivational and inspiring that you watch that movie multiple times. This person, or you could put it in terms of people now, Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins, I want to watch his movie. Okay, I want to watch their movie. I continuously want to know about them. Great athletes, Michael Jordan. I want to watch their movie. What is it going to take for you to create a movie that people want to watch? A set, a stage, a script, a star. You are the star. And support. Support is what we're focused on. And it goes back to that Ralph Waldo Emerson quote that says, when you make a decision, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Now, back here, rewind it, put it in the present. I am here in Atlanta. I made a decision. All right. And then all of a sudden, after I made that decision, I got the right tools that I needed. The right book fell on my lap for that period of time. And then I was able to read that book. Then I got something out of that book that's able to propel me to the next level. Then on that next level, I met someone. That someone is now a supporting character in my movie, a supporting role in my movie. The stage is set, but I didn't like the stage I once was. When I was in Delaware, I didn't like that stage. I didn't like that drab neighborhood. I didn't like how it made me feel. I didn't like driving home and seeing people hanging out. I didn't even like seeing the police traps. If you have to police trap, then there's something there that you're trying to trap. I got to get out of here. I didn't like the smog, the dust, the pollution. So I need to set a new stage. Where am I going to go? Let me go to the best neighborhood that I feel is in Philly. What am I going to do? I'm going to go there. Then all of a sudden, since the decision is made, I attract that piece now. Where am I going to live? I found the perfect place, right? I found the perfect place, and that place was able to put me on Main Street. I was on Main Street amongst the bars and the restaurants and the activity and and I met another person. Now that other person, not only is the environment a source of support, the stage is set, now here comes another person that's able to help me develop in this level and then move on, right? Now, this person I met is a millionaire, real estate agent, owns crazy amount of property, and just a phenomenal person, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. So then I was able to listen to that person and then again, move, set another stage. I need a bigger place. I need windows. I need everything that I could get, and I'm not going to stop. The price tag didn't even stop me, ladies and gentlemen, because once you become attractive, you know it's going to be done. Let me tell you a quick story. Back when I had my office, it was my studio office in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, when I had my clothing brand. I know my credit was crazy. It sucked. Where am I going to come up with this money to get this office space? But I knew I needed an office. I made the decision. Back to Ralph Waldo Emerson right now. Think about this. I made the decision. I need an office space. I'm going to take this clothing brand to the next level. And to do this, I need this office. I need to actually have everything in it. My creative space. Where we meet, where we talk, where we get creative, where we build, where we create clothes, where we have a store that people could come up. I needed that space. Right? So I walked in the leasing office. I said, I need the space. Okay. And without me even knowing what the person is going to say, I believed that I had it. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I got it. And you're looking at me and you're saying, okay, well, anyone could have got it. No, if you start believing that you're not able to get anything, then you won't get anything. If you make the decision and say, you know what, I'm going to go all the way, full blown, 100% with this decision I made, then I am going to receive it. I already know. I don't need to wish or hope for. Okay? When you wish or hope for, that means you're leaving it up to luck or chance. When you believe it, when you know, the knowing is the understanding. To know is to have knowledge. To know is to know. Okay, to know is to believe. It's to already see it before it's there. It's to already know that you're walking upstairs into an office when it's not even tangible yet. You have to believe it, ladies and gentlemen, before you could see it. And I knew it. And that's why it made me attractive. Now I added another script. I added another piece to my story. Because it's important to be influential, right? To be irresistible, to be passionate, to be so focused that no one could tell you no. They believe it 110%. You are the star of your own movie. When are you going to create it? So now that brings me back here. I'm in Atlanta. What am I doing in Atlanta? What am I doing here? Who says I'm supposed to be here? It's because I made the decision about this company, the Comfort Killers, and having this huge, humongous goal. And now, what's happening? The universe is saying, hey, listen, Stace, you need that vehicle. You need to reach out to millions. I'm going to connect you to the right people at the right time. I'm going to connect you to the right scene, to the right environment, to the right props, to the right stage, to the right, you are the right star of your own movie. So what are you going to drop? Are you going to drop a movie that's never released? It's always upcoming. Do you understand that? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, is your movie always upcoming, but never is released? Are you not taking action towards building your movie every day, right? Or is your movie, it came out and it's a flop. It's a flop. It does nothing to help or inspire anyone, humanity. It's just a bad movie. It's negative. It's all negative. There's nothing in there that's so good that it'll drive people to the theaters to continuously read about it, see it, leave reviews on it. It just sucks. And you live in that life that's so uninspiring that no one even cares to know about it. You released it. This is what you give to the world. But it's just not that good. Or is your movie a masterpiece in the work where every day you are leading up to that place that you said that you wanted to be, even though there's no destination? It's an ongoing masterpiece and people are coming in flocks to see it. Are you building that story? Are you building that script? Are you the star? Do you even understand that you are a star? Ladies and gentlemen, in order to create a successful movie, you need props, you need a set, you need a stage, you need a script, you need a star, and you need support. Let's focus on that support piece. When we talk about Ralph Waldo Emerson, once you make a decision, the universe will conspire to make it happen. You don't have to do much. Make that decision. Believe that you are already where you need to be. And magic takes place. Today, this morning at 7:30 a.m., I met up with a young entrepreneur and author. Just released his book. And you're going to actually hear and see our interview on either Grant Cardone TV, on the podcast, or on CK TV. Okay, this morning. And as I'm talking to this gentleman, this young author, this inspiring individual, I could see him building his movie, okay? Every time in a movie, it always starts off with some negative part that someone had to overcome, the challenge that someone had to overcome, that tale, right? That fairy tale life. You, just like me and you, we were born in a circumstance that we couldn't control. Okay, now it's here. I had some difficult times in my life. Maybe your parents died. Maybe you got sick. Maybe they had arguments and fights. Maybe you were abused. Everyone is born with some kind of difficulty. That's why in all movies, you see that beginning piece with this difficult portion. And then the star had to somehow overcome it. That's real life, ladies and gentlemen. Try to sense that in a real life situation. So here are three tips on how to begin honing in on your movie, how to begin creating your movie, okay? Because you are the star. The first thing is recognizing that you are a star, recognizing that people will actually come out in flocks, in hundreds of thousands to watch you, to read your story, to watch your movie. You are a star, and we, including me, is a supporting role in your movie. You have to reach out when you step out and you know that you are a star. You're just waiting for that support. You're waiting for that scene where someone's just off in the background, needed to be there, but it's your movie. If you're in Starbucks, in your movie, there are people just drinking coffee in the background. They needed to be there to build your movie. They're there for you. You're so important that people will come out at the exact time that you are anywhere in the world and be in your space. That is your movie. Ladies and gentlemen, walk and talk like a star already. Yes, you might be building the first scene of your movie in that difficult time, but understand that you have the power to go above that, to overcome the challenges so you can start creating that middle part of the movie, the now. Right? The middle part is the now. We need to let those things stay in the past. That's the beginning of the movie, right? You need that beginning, that middle, and that end. We're going to take it back to that middle school thing. You want to tell me a story? Give me the beginning, give me the middle, and give me the end, right? Most of you guys want to start with the end in the mind. I understand that, but hone that beginning piece, move on. Because if you cannot move on from the struggles, from the negativity, from that bad times, from those obstacles, from those challenges, from those circumstances that you keep blaming your moms, your dad, you know, this situation, where you live, you can't move on to the current piece. You can't get to the middle portion of your movie, ladies and gentlemen. Could you understand that? So the first thing is to know that you are a star, to recognize it, to say, you know what, when I step out today, everything that comes, I mean, if I look to the right and I'm in my car that's there, that person that's picking their nose, that person that's in that next car needed to support my movie. How big is that? That now they're in your space. Look around. Anyone in your space, they're supporting you. You're in school. The person sitting next to you is a supporting character of your movie. And you are supporting their movie as well. Recognize that you are a star. Step out, walk out with confidence, and know that you're creating a movie. The second thing is make a decision. What movie do you want? Do you want a thriller? Do you want a thriller? Do you want an action movie? Do you want an inspirational movie? Do you want this crazy heroic movie? Right? Those are great movies. Make yourself a hero. You could create the star that you want to create, the movie that you want to create. You don't have to wait for anyone to tell you, hey, what kind of movie are you creating? I know a lot of people that's creating freaking horror films, because every time you talk to them, they're all about some horror stuff. They're talking about always some negative horror thriller. I don't like those type of movies, okay? When I'm building my movies, I don't want to scare anyone. I'm talking about the real deal, Holyfield, meat and potatoes. This is what you got to do to create great. This is what you got to do to get uncomfortable. That's my type of movie. But you are the star. You could tell me what movie you want to create. So the first thing is step out like a star. Confidence in knowing, right? The second thing is figure out, make a decision. What movie do you want to create? And the third step is every day you create that movie. Every day you work on that scene. Every day you recognize the supporting role. You believe that you are there for a reason. And it could be the most insignificant thing. It could mean that you are stepping outside of ShopRite or Whole Foods and some lady drops their bag. You help that lady pick up that bag. That is an epic scene in your movie. Because you don't know what that lady's thinking. You don't know how much you impacted that person. So that could be, you think it's so insignificant, but that could be the damn epic movie. Lady drops bag. Hero comes and picks up bag. And I'm saying it for it to be that small, but you know, there's crazy things that happen in the world that you could make yourself be the hero in, right? You could talk to your niece and nephew and really give them some outstanding advice or mentor someone or take the time to build your knowledge and skills up or go do something worthwhile. Ladies and gentlemen. So the first step, you are the star. Recognize it. Walk with confidence. Second, make a decision. What is your movie about? Is it going to be an entrepreneurial journey movie? Is it going to be, I need to go to the MBA and I'm going to start right now and I'm going to freaking work my butt off, my tail off? Because when you love Jordan, what you love about Jordan and amazing athletes and Olympians and what you love about them is not what you see. It's not what you see on the center stage, right? You don't love just that shot at the end of the game. Game six. That's not what that movie is about. That movie is about the nights, the cold nights on the court, the hot mornings on the courts, the suicide runs, the training, the behind the scene. That's why we love Rocky so much. Because he actually took the time. He was dedicated, sweat. Let me run down these streets of Philadelphia. I'm gonna punch meat. I'm gonna go to the meatpacking district and punch it. I know I'm smaller. I know I'm shorter. I know people don't think I stand a chance, but I'm gonna work at it. Every day I'm creating this movie. Every day I'm creating this scene. And guess what? Boom. That one scene where all of that hard work makes sense. That's what we love. We love that underdog. We love all the chips are stacked against us and we still come out on top. We love the fight. We love the hustle. We love the grind. We love the grit. There's something so powerful in that. So understand that your struggle is huge, ladies and gentlemen, comfort killers. Your struggle is what we want to know about. And the third step. First one, recognize your star. Two, create the decision, make a decision what your movie's going to be. And three, work at that every single day. Whether it's a scene, whether it's a small script, whether you're just, whether you're pretty much in improv, that you got to do it. And you got to do it now. Remember, that quote is so awesome. Remember, Ralph Waldo Emerson, once you make a decision, the world, the universe, you, people, others will conspire to make that happen. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. You could find me on all the socials, ladies and gentlemen. I had so much fun in Atlanta. I can't wait. I can't wait to put out all the content that I created here because I was building this movie. So I just did so many things, met amazing people. Shout out to Andrew McDonald, who I sat with in Starbucks today, and we got kicked out. Yeah, but so what? We did it. We created a whole 20-minute interview, and he just released the book, Possess Your Success. Okay? And also, Martin Matthews and Chelsea Matthews, two amazing, amazing entrepreneurs, big hearts, big spirit, big energy with a big mission. And I appreciate them having us here, the Comfort Killers here in Atlanta, helping us understand what they're doing and understanding what we're doing. And we could conspire together because they are a supporting role in my movie as I am to theirs. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, subscribe on all the socials. Lead me on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. Lead me Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross. Facebook, look me up there. The Comfort Killers everywhere. And if you haven't already, please go check out GrantCardoneTV.com/ComfortKillers, where you will have the most craziest shows on the internet. Who? Stacey A. Cross, baby. I love you guys. Remember, you are a Comfort Killer.